Welcome to Climate Quickies, bite-sized nuggets of climate goodness from our TEDx London experts in under 5 minutes.
In this week's quickie, we hear from Emma Stewart, Chief Sustainability Officer at Netflix. She shares with us her top picks for climate shows on Netflix. Let's head over to Emma to hear some more. And remember, stay curious. What's the watch list for 2022/23?
That's like saying, which of your children do you like better?
I mean, people ask though, don't they?
I mean, and there's always an answer, do you know what I mean? Unless your kids are listening, in which case, no.
For the record, I love both of my children the same. But speaking of children, mine are particularly fans of Ada Twist's Scientist, which is by the Obama's production company.
Oh, I've heard about that show.
It's a wonderful, song-filled, really science-oriented, but fun set of characters. Mm-hmm. And in it, there's multiple episodes about energy and clean energy and plant-rich diets and all of these good things. Mm-hmm. Another one is Ragnarok, which is a thriller based upon Norse mythology, right?
So it's about
Nordic gods.
Out already?
This is a second season of it.
Oh, I have.
And the whole premise of it is about how this villainous family, who are actually the evil gods in disguise, have been polluting this part of the of Scandinavia, and the glaciers are melting. And one of the reasons why we see a real plot twist is because of that glacier melt. Mm. So it's the not just the backdrop, it's actually central to the fight between good and evil in this gripping thriller called Ragnarok.
I know what I'm pushing. I know what I'm doing. This is so good.
I know. I love it. Give us one more. Do you have one more?
Another fun one is Sweet Magnolias, which is...
unexpected.
Is just a wonderfully warm set of friends from different backgrounds based in the southern United States, who one of whom owns a restaurant. There's a lot of talk about organic food and the benefits of working with an organic farmer. So the nature documentaries that you'll see on our platform we're very proud of, and the filmmakers work incredibly hard to portray the magic and kind of miracle that is the natural systems around us that many people don't have access to.
Yeah.
Certainly not from their window. So you're democratizing nature, I guess, is one way to think about it, as well as enriching people's lives and hopefully inspiring them to protect it. But that's certainly not the only genre where a changing climate can show up. It can show up in a rom-com murder mystery like Dead to Me, where as she's drinking wine with her best friend, she talks about her climate anxiety while screwing in LED light bulbs in her house. It can show up in Ginny and Georgia, where the younger generation is talking about how frustrated they are with adults because they're handing them a broken planet. It can show up in Falling in Love, where you have a romance based in New Zealand, and the primary character is a green architect, and she's continually showing all of these cool design features for this inn that she's renovating. It doesn't have to be about climate to be about climate. And some of these are our top performing titles. Don't Look Up was our second most watched film in Netflix history, the first comedy to be in the top 10 in 90 different countries. And that was exclusively a climate allegory about the perils of climate inaction. Many people talked about how they finally felt seen on screen because they had Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence showing the frustration of how is it that we are still trapped in a fossil-based economy when we know the consequences. More recently, we've had real success with Sea Beast, which is more kids and family, an animated film. And this is about a little girl who shows her community that, in fact, they've been vilifying sea beasts erroneously because they actually aren't harmful and they're actually friendly. But there was a profit motive to killing them off. Sound familiar? So some of these most entertaining...
So lovely.
And you haven't even seen it yet.
No.
So some of these stories are just wildly entertaining and engrossing, and they're good for families and younger generations, and they're good for older populations. And our viewers are telling us through our research that they do want to see it in every genre, not just in documentaries.
This is very, awesome. We're going to have you come back every season.
Thanks for listening to this quickie.
This episode was created by our superstar podcast team at TEDx London and supported by our headline partner, the global bank, Citi. Until next time,
stay curious.